98.1 KZE, the Detroit Cobras, nothing but a heartache. I'm Rick, your host of the Up and Running Morning Show, and it's September, finally is here. That means that a great event is just around the corner, happening next weekend at Stone Ridge Orchard. Is the incredible lineup of the Meadowlark Festival. It's a benefit for farmers, and joining us as part of the festival and our guest this morning and our friend is Dan from the Meadowlark Fest. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Rick. Good morning.
It's great to have you here.
Great to be here.
Thanks. Turn
you up a little. All right. Now, the Meadowlark Fest, is this your brainchild?
It is, yeah. You know, it sort of came together organically last year through some friends of mine who are traveling musicians and also local musicians in the region. And, you know, we had a small kind of, you know, intimate event at Stone Ridge Orchard. It was sort of a private, you know, event. And we wanted to open it up this year to the public. And so that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I thought I was kind of hip in radio here. And I didn't know about this festival last year. And I'm just saying,
it was under the radar. Yeah.
It wasn't really in my vision, as you mentioned. So it was a cool event and it was successful. So you decided, let's blow this up.
Yeah, we wanted to sort of take it up a notch, but we also wanted to kind of incorporate some other elements of the region and really sort of conjure the spirit and the soul of the Hudson Valley, you know, especially with our venue, Stone Ridge Orchard, which is a working farm, a 200-year-old working farm. We wanted to sort of create this intersection of, you know, celebrating the agricultural history of the Hudson Valley and also the musical history of the Hudson Valley. I mean, everyone from, you know, Pete Seeger to Levon Helm and everyone in between, and a lot of new things that are happening here, a lot of innovation, new venues, and really interesting, innovative music is happening. And so we wanted to kind of, you know, merge that all together.
Well, it's a great imaginative lineup. You have influences from all over the world converging into one space at the Stone Ridge Orchard, and bands like Devotchka, Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah, Jolie Holland, Chris Smither, Casey and Clayton, all those that I mentioned are staples here at KZE. We play them daily. We play them all frequently. We love them, and we are kind of blown away that they're going to be in our backyard. And just a little while back, I spoke to Nick from Devotchka, and he's excited, as I am, to be together in one space, a beautiful space, the Stone Ridge Orchard. Now, can you tell us a little bit about the venue? Like, is it going to be in a big field surrounded by apple trees? Like, what can we expect, Dan?
Well, you're not too far off. Okay. So it's a 115-acre farm. So it's a big, big space. And it's sort of situated, if you're not familiar with Stone Ridge Orchard, kind of sandwiched between, you know, the Shawangunk Ridge and the Catskill Mountain and the mountain range in the Rondout Valley area. And so on the orchard, of course, there are a lot of trees, a lot of apple trees, and there will be apple picking. But there's sort of this, you know, rolling hill, and at the top of the highest elevation, there is this massive, almost 400-year-old oak tree, kind of the mother tree of the orchard, if you will. And so we've actually established our stage location kind of right under that tree. And so that's going to be the gathering area, a lot of shade. It's going to be a really interesting space. It's going to feel like you're in a intimate, secluded setting, and that's really what we're going for.
Now, how much walking is involved from car to stage?
Well, it's about a 10-minute walk or so. We do have accessible parking right near the stage, but it's actually a beautiful walk. So yeah. I think hopefully it won't be an issue. But I do think. We want to encourage folks to explore, you know, the orchard. There's so much there. They have they have alpacas. They have, like, you know, all these animals. And they have, of course, just acres and acres of these beautiful rolling, hills of apple trees.
So you can pick a peck and hang out and eat it while enjoying a band?
You can pick a peck. You can also enjoy some of their amazing artisanal cider. They have award-winning cider. And several different varieties. In fact, Friday, which is our kind of opening night, it's going to be a smaller, more intimate event, but there's going to be dinner served by the orchard, including some barbecue and some wood-fired pizza, but also a flight of their ciders.
Now, who's playing Friday night?
So Friday is going to be sort of a showcase. We're calling it Meadowlark After Dark.
It's, oh, cool.
Yeah, it's going to include, you know, some sort of local up-and-coming and noteworthy performers. Starting off is going to be a band called Cloudbelly out of Western Mass. And then after them, we're going to have Bex, who's a really interesting performer from Brooklyn.
Cloudbelly has Corey Lightman.
That's right, Corey Lightman. Yeah, exactly. And actually on the same label as Chris Smither, Signature Sound. And then we've got Lizzie Ngo rounding it off on Friday.
And who is that? I'm unfamiliar.
So Lizzie Ngo, she is a really terrific and you know, really innovative performer. She does a lot with kind of traditional and roots music, but giving it kind of a new twist. Mm. And she has a lot of songs of her own that are really, you know, worthy of a listen. I definitely recommend, you know, checking her out for anyone who's not familiar with Lizzie Ngo.
Oh, sounds great. Now, come Saturday, what time does the music begin?
So doors are going to be at 11:30 on Saturday and Sunday, and okay. Music starts at 1, okay. And it'll go until about 9:30.
Cool. So 1 o'clock to 9:30, you can come in at, let's say, 11 and set up your, quote, camp, unquote. What can you bring into the festival? Can you bring chairs, blankets, your dog?
So I'd leave Rover at home, but unless Rover is an accessible, you know.
People, you know, always think their dog is festival worthy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, please. we love everyone's dogs, but yeah. But unless they're like a service animal, you know, no dogs. But we do recommend bringing something to sit on, like a chair or a blanket. We do, you know. You can bring in like a soft cooler, you know, with some stuff and, you want to have some of your own refreshments.
So you can bring in some beverages and...
Right, no alcohol, but you can bring in, you know, refreshments and if for a full list of everything...
Well, that's important. Like if you can bring in water, people tend to consume water and they always ask, like, can I bring it in?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely bring in water. And we will also have a water station for folks to have water there. But there's a full list of what you can bring, what you can't bring, and what we recommend bringing on the website, meadowlarkfest.com.
Caviar?
You can bring caviar.
Oh, cool. Not that I like it, but just making sure it's clear.
Yeah, the caviar food truck couldn't make it this year, unfortunately.
Shucks. Yeah. So food trucks, what do you got?
Well, these are going to be, this is being arranged by our venue, Stone Ridge Orchard, and, you know, they are, you know, food and beverage professionals. I mean, they do this all the time. Mm. They've got a few trucks of their own. Cool. There's going to be, you know, tacos and sort of Tex-Mex fare. There's going to be burgers, lamb burgers, and hamburgers. There's going to be wood-fired pizza. They have this, this massive, yeah, like 12,000 pound pizza oven that they use. It's really something.
Cool. And maybe besides apple picking, pumpkin picking, maybe.
Maybe. Actually, you never know. They're probably out there somewhere.
So some of the headliners that are coming, I'm super excited to see. And one of them I've never seen. They're from Saskatchewan, Canada. And I had almost an opportunity to talk to Casey Anderson of Casey and Clayton, but somehow it didn't work out. But I am super excited to see this dynamic duo. She has one of the greatest voices I've ever heard.
Absolutely.
Period.
They're really incredible. I mean, I know you've been playing them a lot on KZE. I've heard it, but they should be getting on a plane in Saskatoon any day now. Yeah. And it's a rare treat because, you know, they really don't tour out here a whole lot. They do a lot of festivals out on the West Coast and Canada, but this is going to be really special.
So they're coming in for this date. Do they have any other dates?
Or I think they managed to work out a little bit of a mini tour around this, but this was kind of the anchor event for them.
That's great. And what a great opportunity to see Casey and Clayton in such a cool venue and surrounded by other bands. One of the things that Nick from Devotchka said was, I can't wait to just like hang out. It's rare that we get to be surrounded by other bands and other people. And he said he's really good friends with Clap Your Hands and Say Yeah. And they're looking forward to just chilling, which is a pleasure for the musicians as well as the audience.
You know, it's funny. We didn't even realize when we booked these performers that a lot of them actually knew each other. I mean, it's not surprising. You know, a lot of them are on the festival circuit and stuff like that. But Clap Your Hands Say Yeah, Alec Owensworth's project, and Nick at Devotchka, turns out they're actually, you know, kind of old friends and used to perform together a lot. And so it's going to be great for them to kind of hang out together.
And they get to hang and then critique each other. Maybe they'll play together.
Give some notes, you know.
Yeah. These things happen. Yeah. And, well, unusual pairings of artists can happen. Spontaneity is a great factor of every festival. And before you know it, they could be joining each other up on stage.
Oh, you never know.
Jolie Holland is coming. Now, can you tell us if she's playing solo or with a band?
She's going to have accompanists. I don't know exactly how many, but it's going to be, I think, maybe a duo or trio with Jolie Holland. Also, I've heard through the grapevine, you didn't hear this from me, but Devotchka apparently is going to be having a special guest on stage from a fairly well-known band that I'm sure you play here all the time.
Huh.
That's all I can say.
Really?
Yeah.
And they're not part of the group?
Not part of Devotchka, okay. No. Okay. They're going to be joining Devotchka. And I don't think they've publicly announced this yet. It's just why I'm being coy about it. But keep an eye out for that.
And it's somebody we know by name?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, this is exciting. And what a weekend. It's going to be 8, 9, and 10 of September. It's next weekend. And, well, this is an all-ages event. What's in it for the kiddos?
Well, we're going to have a couple of members of the Bindlestiff Family Circus joining us to kind of keep things light. They'll be doing, you know, I have a few of their performances, like juggling, and they've got a lot of stuff that they do. Hopefully they won't, you know, I mean, the fire breathing, maybe we'll keep that to a minimum. But I think the kids will love that. We're going to have a kids tent, you know, kids 10 and under get in free, so family-friendly event. And you know, we'll have some games and stuff around too. But
do you think we can encourage the Bindlestiff Family Circus people to stand at the edge of the stage when Devotchka is playing and do live pyrotechnics?
Well, you know, we told the fire department that we'd be skipping the pyrotechnics this year, and I think.
But if they're breathing fire at the edge of the stage,
well, I'll tell you what, Rick, we can bring that up to the town planning committee next year. How about that?
Okay, next year.
Yeah.
Okay, this year, never mind. But besides the fire-breathing Bindlestiff Family Circus...
You didn't hear that from me.
Yeah. No. There's going to be other cool things that kids can enjoy, like other kids.
Absolutely, yeah. It's going to be... And actually, I'll say one of the performances on Sunday is a duo called Quintron and Miss Pussycat. They hail from New Orleans. And this involves, among other things, a sort of customized Hammond B3 organ and a puppet show. And it's kid friendly, but it's also parent friendly. So that's one of the performances.
Well, those are our favorite entertainments, things that are like kid friendly but aimed towards adults.
Absolutely, yeah, they do a great job with that. Yeah.
Well, cool. That sounds incredible. Chris Smither has done Parlor Session here with us. He's been in the studio. He's an incredible musician. I love when I have the opportunity to talk to him, let alone hear him play. Just hearing him tell stories is unbelievable to me.
Yeah, Chris is a living legend, and you know, he's actually got. I was speaking with him recently. He's got some new stuff he's going to be showcasing for us at the event as well. Yeah,
well, glad to hear that. That sounds awesome. And Clap Your Hands and Say Yeah. We spoke to Alex a little while back, and he's super excited for the event, which is really cool.
Yeah, Alec has a lot of. I mean, he is. You know, one of the great indie rock songwriters, especially of our era. You know, I mean, he really broke out in the late 2000s. You know, he actually also has some new stuff that's coming, and you know, he's been on tour a bit in Europe recently, doing a lot of really interesting stuff, and definitely, you know, he has a style, but he's also, you know, defining, really, I think, redefining his music in interesting ways.
So tell me about, again, the layout. There's going to be one stage underneath the big oak tree at the top of a hill.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, what else is going to be around?
Well, there's going to be, you know, a couple of you know, food trucks. We're going to have food and drinks. We're going to have, you know, the Stonebridge Orchard folks are going to be running our food and beverage. We're going to have a VIP tent for those who have a VIP ticket, and it's going to have, you know, a nice comfortable place to kind of hang out, lounge around, and its own little bar and a happy hour on Saturday, Sunday.
Nice.
And, you know, we're going to have this, the trailer stage that we have is this really special stage, and we're very excited about it. It is a vintage 1940s travel trailer.
Yes.
That's been converted into a stage. This is the folks called with Stagecoach, Mobile Stage and Sound out of Western Mass. They have this amazing trailer called the Ramblin' Rose. And so that's going to be our stage, which is going to be very cool. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds awesome. And something that can wheel in, wheel out.
Well, yeah, hopefully. That's what we're banking on. Yeah.
So weather next weekend is going to be amazing. I can give you that prediction.
Okay.
Right now.
I'll hold you to that, right? Yeah.
And yeah, we don't go that far in actuality, but I'm just going to.
That's the one thing I have no control project. Over. So I'm, you know, I'm not going to, we're not going to.
So, so the weather is going to be amazing, but in case there's sprinkles, what should people bring or what can they expect? Is there at least a place to seek refuge?
Yeah,
or?
So it's rain or shine. We do have a couple of you know, shelters we can take if we need to, but it's going to be, you know, whatever the weather throws at us, we're gonna run with it. But I do think it's going to be terrific either way. And so far, it looks actually like a pretty good forecast.
So the weather is going to be good. Now, I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is super important. I don't want to miss out on this. This is a benefit for local farmers.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to be supporting through the proceeds of this a couple of organizations, including the Rondout Valley Growers Association.
Cool.
They provide
a collective of.
That's right. So they provide grants directly to local farmers in the Rondout Valley. A very cool organization. I mean, there used to be a lot of these organizations, but now they're, you know, one of a few. We're also going to be supporting FarmAid, which you know, supports farms nationally.
That's cool.
And they have, of course, a, you know, very deep history with music and their events as well.
Well, that's great. So at least those are organizations that I can say I know them, I've heard of them, and I support. Which is very cool. So thanks for putting this on, Dan, for putting together this great lineup and for doing our local farmers a little bit of a favor. And it's really nice to be able to know that you're going to be on a farm. It's a working farm. People can hang out, pick apples, maybe something else, who knows. But there's farm fresh produce, great food, and an amazing collection of diverse musical acts. And I can't wait to be there. I know we're going to be on hand hanging out. And I look forward to being there doing some stage announcements. And
absolutely.
Chilling with the folks. So really looking forward to that. And hanging out with alpacas and goats.
It should be my favorite. It should be memorable and not just for the alpacas. Yeah.
Wild animals and live music. And I'm talking about the fans,
as usual.
So are you expecting like a Woodstock type of event where there's going to be 8 billion people? Don't think so.
This is going to be a small, intimate event. We're keeping capacity limited Saturday and Sunday and Friday. And so we want to kind of cultivate a really special, you know, setting and environment. You know, if we do sell out, there's always next year.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're hoping to make this manageable and successful. And, you know, health and safety is obviously number one. So that next year, maybe we can try this again. We'll see.
Well, it'll be great to be at an event where it's, let's say, sold out, but there's still room to move around and you're not packed like a sardine in a venue. There's a lot of open space.
The great thing about the farm is there's plenty of space to move around. Yeah.
And this is the Stonebridge Orchard. MeadowlarkFest.com. There's tickets, day tickets, weekend tickets, VIP tickets, and a VIP package. Just let me tell you, it may cost a little more than a day pass, but what you actually get, and when you get there and be a part of this VIP experience, is second to none. You feel like you're a VIP because of the privileges that you have. And it's going to be a cool event. So I encourage everyone to visit MeadowlarkFest.com and get tickets and further info. Dan, anything else you got? You want to tell the folks?
Well, I would say advance tickets are recommended. I think it's going to be a really fun, memorable event. And if you have any questions, as Rick said, MeadowlarkFest.com. And, of course, always feel free to reach out to us as well. We do also have some passes to give away, I believe, through KZE as well. So keep an eye out for that.
Dan just got passed the note like it was high school. And that was from Adam, who's here being all sneaky. So I'm just giving you the behind the scenes of the numbers and the radio of what you're looking at. There's some nefarious action going on here, but we do believe that we're going to have some tickets to give away, and maybe Adam will in a little while. You never know.
I think we can make some arrangements.
All right. Fantastic. So listen up. In a little while, when I'm gone, Adam may have a chance for you to win tickets for the Meadowlark Fest, September 8th through the 10th, Stone Ridge Orchard, MeadowlarkFest.com. Dan Lewis, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having me, Rick.
It's always a pleasure. Until next time, all the best. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. It's 9:30. We'll get you back to music after this.
Hi, it's Doug from the Rhinebeck Artist Shop. I wanted to let you know about another new high-tech program.